Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, taking boys high school baseball postseason action last night, Class 1A District Semifinals. At District 15 last night, it was Walnut defeating Exira EHK by a final of 2-1. Adair Casey took care of Cam 16-6 last night. Also in District 16, West Harrison shut out Boyer Valley 3-0. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston 6-3. In District 13, Corning defeats Lennox 18-0, while Orient Maxburg advanced with an 8-2 win over East Union. Also in District 14, it was Bedford outscoring Essex 14-13, and Nishnabotna beating East Mills by a final of 8-6. Those winners all move on to district finals. A boys' Class 3A teams will hit the postseason diamonds for the first time tonight. In district semifinal action this evening, in District 15 at Harlan tonight, it'll be Atlantic facing off against Carroll. The Trojans putting their 18-10 regular season mark on the line tonight in a 5 o'clock start time this evening up at Harlan. Also tonight, that'll be followed at Harlan by Perry facing off against Harlan at 7 o'clock. Also at Creston tonight in District 16, Red Oak will play Winterset in the 5 o'clock opener. That'll be followed by Creston versus Glenwood. Also at Storm Lake in District 2 tonight, Denison will play Sergeant Bluff Luton at 5 o'clock. That'll be followed by Storm Lake and Spencer this evening. Those winners all move into next week's district finals. Well, for the first time in 10 years, the Yankees lost their first game after the All-Star break. The Blue Jays put up an 8th spot in the bottom of the first inning, putting up a 16-7 pounding of the Bronx Bombers. Edwin Encarnacion and Eric Timms had 3 hits and 3 RBIs each to help the Jays collect their 4th straight win. Toronto lost slugger Jose Bautista to a twisted right ankle in the 4th inning. The Major League home run leader limped off after an awkward slide into third base in his day-to-day. 23 runs put up combined by those two teams in that game, but no home runs in that contest. Also in the junior circuit, the Indians are back in first place in the AL Central as Cleveland moves percentage points ahead of Idle Detroit with an 8-4 win at Baltimore as Drubal Cabrera and Carlos Santana each homered to help the Tribe end a 3-game skid that dropped them out of first place for the first time since June 28th. Trevor Plouffe hit a 2-run homer, and Joe Mauer had a couple of hits and 2 RBIs in Minnesota's 8-4 victory over visiting Kansas City. Delmon Young had 3 hits in his return to the Twins lineup. Also, Rangers starter Derek Holland took a perfect game into the 6th inning and ended up surrendering 5 hits in a 5-0 shutout of the Mariners in Seattle. In the National League last night, Florida extends its season-high winning streak with a dramatic 6-3 victory over the Cubs in Chicago. Pinch hitter Greg Dobbs delivered a 2-run double against closer Carlos Marmol in a 6-run ninth inning as the Marlins went on to record their 6th straight W. Matt Garza threw 7 scoreless innings for Chicago, and Sean Marshall worked the 8th, but Marmol unraveled while blowing a save opportunity for the 7th time in 26 chances. Ryan Spielborgs had 4 hits and finished a triple shy of the cycle as Colorado beat up on the visiting Milwaukee Brewers last night 12-3. And Aubrey Huff hit a tying homer off All-Star closer Heath Bell leading off the 9th inning, and Mike Fontenot brought in the go-ahead run with a bases-loaded walk with 2 outs in the 12th, helping the National League West leading San Francisco Giants beat the last-place San Diego Padres by a score of 6-2. In other baseball news, Milwaukee reliever Francisco Rodriguez has joined his new team in Colorado, but he won't serve as the closer right away. The Brewers acquired Rodriguez for the New York Mets Tuesday for cash and 2 players to be named. Rodriguez was the Mets closer for 2.5 years, but the Brewers are using current closer John Axford in a save situation. Coach manager Ron Renicki says Rodriguez will eventually be used in save situations for the Brewers. Rodriguez was 2-2 with 23 saves and a .316 earned run average for the Mets. Axford has saved 23 games for the first place Brewers. The Boston Red Sox are coming out of the All-Star game with encouraging reports on pitcher Josh Beckett and outfielder Carl Crawford. Crawford is set to return from a strained left hamstring Monday. Manager Terry Francona said during Boston's off-day workout, Beckett was scratched from the All-Star game after feeling soreness in his left knee while he was warming up in the bullpen. The right-hander remains scheduled to start Sunday's game at Tampa Bay. New York Yankees have put third baseman Alex Rodriguez on the 15-day disabled list while he recovers from surgery on his right knee. The Yanks filled his spot on the roster by promoting outfielder Greg Golson from AAA. Coming off the All-Star break, New York opens up a series in Toronto. The Yanks also have signed left-handed reliever J.C. Romero to a minor league contract, assigning him to AAA. The Washington Nationals released Romero earlier in the day. The 35-year-old pitched five times for Washington's AAA affiliate. The Oakland Athletics say left-handed pitcher Brett Anderson will miss the rest of the season after having reconstructive surgery on his elbow. The A's said Anderson had surgery Thursday and Dr. James Andrews operated to rebuild the ulnar collateral ligament. Anderson was 3-6 with a 4 earned run average in 13 starts this season. Red Sox slugger David Ortiz and Baltimore pitcher Kevin Gregg each has been suspended 4 games and fined for their parts in a July 8th bench-clearing brawl. Orioles pitcher Mike Gonzalez is suspended 3 games and manager Buck Showalter suspended 1 game as part of the punishment handed out Thursday by Major League Baseball. Showalter sat out last night's game against the Indians while those players can appeal. Well, the judge has declared a mistrial in Roger Clemens' perjury trial after prosecutors showed jurors evidence that the judge had ruled out of bounds. U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton said the former star pitcher could not be assured a fair trial after prosecutors showed jurors evidence against his orders in the opening day of testimony. On the second day of testimony, Walton has scheduled a September 2nd hearing to determine whether to hold a new trial. He told the jury of 10 women and 2 men that he was sorry to have wasted their time and spent so much taxpayer money only to call off the case. Clemens and his lawyers remain under a court gag order, and they declined to comment as they left the courthouse. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was New Orleans beating Omaha 7-5, Oklahoma City topping the Iowa Cubs by a score of 8-4. Iowa will play at home against Oklahoma City this evening, while Omaha continues its series at home against New Orleans tonight. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In basketball news, Iowa transfer Anthony Hubbard, who spent nearly 4 years in prison before earning a Division I scholarship, has left the program without ever suiting up for the Hawkeyes. Iowa said in a statement released Thursday that Hubbard wants to explore playing for a school closer to his Virginia home. The 26-year-old Hubbard pleaded guilty to a 2003 robbery and was released from prison in 2007. He later played at 2 junior colleges, starring at Frederick Community College in Maryland last season before landing a scholarship with the Hawkeyes. Hubbard was expected to play a key role for Iowa this coming season. Iowa State has reinstated suspended center Jordan Raley, although he will not be allowed to play in the first 3 games next season. Raley was suspended following his arrest in April for fighting in public. Cyclone spokesman Mike Green says Raley's disorderly conduct charge has been dropped. Green said that Raley, who averaged 2 points and a rebound and a half as a freshman last year, will be allowed to practice with the team and will go on its trip to Italy next month. He will not play during the exhibition season or the first 3 regular season games. Raley and forward Melvin Edgem, also a sophomore, are the only returning front court players who played for Iowa State last season. The NBA has laid off about 114 people over the last 2 days. It's part of a planned cost-cutting move that a league spokesman says are not a direct result of the lockout. The laid-off employees represent about 11% of the league office workforce in New York, New Jersey, and internationally. The league has said it lost $300 million this season after losing hundreds of millions in each previous year of the collective bargaining agreement that expired at the end of the day on June 30th. Well, Shaquille O'Neal has agreed to a multi-year deal with Turner Sports to become an analyst on its NBA coverage. O'Neal, who retired last month, will join TNT's studio show with Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson. He also will contribute to NBA TV and NBA.com. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison has apologized for using a gay reference to refer to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in an interview with Men's Journal. Harrison also says his critical statements about teammates were taken out of context. Harrison posted a statement on his Twitter account Thursday night. In the article, the Steelers star criticized Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and running back Rashard Mendenhall for their play in last season's Super Bowl loss to Green Bay. But Harrison's harshest words in the article were aimed at Goodell, whom he also called a crook and a devil. Texas Arlington is the newest member of the Western Athletic Conference. The University of Texas System's Board of Regents voted to accept an invitation during a meeting in Austin on Thursday. UTA will leave the Southland Conference for the WAC starting in 2012-13. They become the league's 10th school and its third that doesn't play football. The Mavericks compete in 14 sports, including basketball and baseball. The NCAA has put Georgia Tech on 4 years of probation, fined the school $100,000, and stripped its ACC title game win from the 2009 football season on Thursday for violations that also included problems in the men's basketball program. Georgia Tech did not lose scholarships and was not ruled ineligible for postseason games in either sport, but the basketball team had the number of recruiting days and official visits reduced for the next 2 seasons. And in golf, a player from Northern Ireland charged up the leaderboard at the British Open, just not the one you might expect. Darren Clark shot his second straight 2-under-68 today, putting him solidly in contention heading to the weekend and showing his younger countrymen a thing or two. Once the face of Northern Ireland golf, the 42-year-old Clark became an afterthought when first Graham McDowell and then Rory McIlroy claimed major championships. So maybe it's time for the old guy to get his title. Clark rolled in a 90-footer for eagle at the 7th and then closed his round with a birdie at the tough 18th, going to the clubhouse tied for the lead with Lucas Glover and Thomas Bjorn. Also at the Open today, Tom Watson's had another memorable moment at the British Open. He aced the 178-yard 6th hole today, his 4-iron shot bouncing once on the green and then dropping into the cup in the second round today. The 61-year-old Watson, who's a 5-time British Open winner, threw both arms in the air, high-fived playing partner Henrik Stenson, shook hands with amateur Tom Lewis, and took a bow for the cheering crowd. As he walked toward the green, Watson said, "I wish I could have seen it go in." Dustin Johnson also aced the 16th during the opening round yesterday, the first hole-in-one at the Open since 2009. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.